Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. Welcome to beautiful Saturday afternoon. I apologize for having some technical difficulties this morning. Snow and whatnot contributing. We are Barefooted Legal Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We have a website. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it looked weird when we first got on. Like I said, technical difficulties made things look a little wonky, but we've got this now. I know they say don't apologize. Technical difficulties happen, but I do apologize. Our roads are terrible. This bee has had to break down and put on boots today, so you know I'm not happy about that. But again, we got this. I am your host, Audrey, with your co-host, Phoenix. Okay, I'm slow, guys. You guys can't see that, though. So, yes, we are here to discuss all things barefoot, give encouragement, empowerment, replying to your message. We encourage empowerment, information, and whatever else you may need. We say hello.
It's Phoenix and Audrey. Your barefoot is legal, I'll be real with you. My brain is just
having a rough start all around.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly by choice, but I didn't even go to bed till 10 a.m. and then had to get up, so and fine.
Our brains are also having technical difficulties.
Yeah, life's just crazy right now, and then the holidays coming up. I'm sure it's crazy for everyone, and I don't know what the weather is like for everyone else, but here it is.
We're up to 7 degrees.
Yeah, I don't
7 degrees. Yesterday was -2, and the feels like was -34. So I did not leave the house even for a second yesterday. And I'm sorry, that was nosy. And yeah, then today I was like, oh, it's cool enough. I'm going to end up having to put them on. And they were in the car. So I ran out. Yeah, my feet were literally hurting so bad just the time it took to run to the car and grab my shoes because it was so cold. And they were so cold. I had to run them under warm water to thaw them out, for just a few minutes.
Yeah.
So, it's cold out there, and like I would say, listen to your own body. I don't want anybody doing anything dangerous to their body because I'm not going to either. I don't want anybody to do anything dangerous to their own body either. So just listen to your body. Today my body said, nope, this is way too cold. And, I mean, yes, I did survive going to my car and back, but, I did not want to do it again. So I did. I actually do on my way into Miss Phoenix's place here. I came straight down into my left shoe. So that was fun. When I was walking, I kicked it up into the boot. Like, I was like, oh, that's fun. So, see if I shoot this. Okay. I'm already looking forward to, warmer weather, even just slightly warmer, because I hadn't had to break down until today's the first time I put them on. So
I don't feel like it's really, really felt like winter until now.
Yeah. I think the coldest they had gotten before this was, 30s, maybe 20s at night, the high 20s at night. But
that's actually in the negatives with the snow and wind. I'm like, okay, winter, yeah. There you are. There you are, B. Found ya.
Yeah, and this is even cold in general, I feel like, for Ohio winter. Mm-hmm. Especially, I would say our part of Ohio, I'm sure, you know, up in northern Ohio, the weather you guys get is a lot colder. I haven't really been up north much.
No, not during this time of year anyway.
I wouldn't want to. I feel like that would be just torture.
Yeah, I should have Cleveland once in the winter, but it was like early winter, so it wasn't so bad. But I'm just not a fan of any of this. And yeah, we'll get through this today, guys. It's
what will we get through the snow?
I don't know. Eventually we will. I'm going to see. I left my... Let me see, Bill. Oh, my God. See how cold that is.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't even know if I should turn it on because the conversation might burn it out. I left my laptop in my van Thursday when I got home from work, and we were closed Friday, and then... Oh, it's frozen. Yeah, I'm not sure. Look at that. It's already got... Yeah, we're not turning it on. We're going to keep using... We may or may not be able to run ads today, folks. It may just be the straight hour and a half of us talking. Again, tech difficulties. It's froze. If I turn it on, the condensation is going to burn my motor out. So we're going to not do that.
And currently my only working laptop is so outdated that Google won't update Chrome on it anymore.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's why it lags.
Oh, wow.
No, like,
literally. It's very laggy and doesn't let us play ads. But you know what?
It doesn't look that old, but you'd be surprised. It was, like, literally the first Chrome.
Well, it's so it outdates itself so fast.
Yeah.
There's so many more advancements, like, every day, basically.
Yeah, you know, you're like,
I literally just got the iPhone 12 because I had to replace my son's a couple years ago, and then they've already got the 13 and 14, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Slow down. But, you know, they won't because that's where the money is. It's speeding up. But.
And I don't know why, but that kind of, I feel like kind of prompted a thought, even just talking about technology.
Okay.
Sorry, but just kind of thinking about how, technology develops very quickly. And, I have to think so, too, is I feel like, technology is constantly developing quicker than probably even the culture unless something very significant is happening, especially if we're looking at, mainstream American culture as a whole, things within different subgroups or subcultures can evolve in their own ways and
their
own rhythm of things. But talking about like the general mainstream American culture, it's interesting because I feel like our technology in some ways is developing quicker than our culture, but in some ways it's not as quick as people's imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I feel like we're in a weird media place where we have a lot more like awareness and compassion. And I feel like, I've been trying to kind of round up a repertoire of barefooting in the media and seeing how Ben kind of put that together and something that's a lot more easy for people to follow in the future.
Agreed, yeah. I think part of it too depends on like the generation, because like for my generation, you guys think we started, and when I was a kid, the most we had was the color TV, Atari, the Nintendo came out. And then think about how much has come out since the Nintendo, and just so that we've seen in our lifetime. It seems like it's been this huge boom, bang. And then, like, for you, your generation, you started with, like, computers and different game systems and smartphones and stuff like that. So it's been a bang, but not as big of. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Just, like, how much you've seen happen.
Yeah, and I get that, too. The big bang of technology occurring or reoccurring.
Almost. I know. I just,
But I get what you're, analogy.
And I understand what you're saying, too.
But when I think about it, my generation, especially my part of my generation, is in a very weird area within mainstream American culture because, Well, and I was one of those who didn't get a phone until they were older, but, you know, like, I'm, you know, but it still wasn't that uncommon at my age for people to say, oh, I didn't get a phone until I was 14, which I didn't, and, but I knew people that are like, oh, I didn't get a real phone until I was in high school, and
I was
literally going into my freshman year when I got a phone, and obviously, like, I'm, you know, one of those kind of, like, quote-unquote, like, I guess rare even out of my generation, though, too, but, like, you know, we were... Computers were a thing. Smartphones were kind of a thing.
I think they were more starting when
you were. Yeah, because when I was born, like, you know, at the beginning of 2000, like, it was different. They became a big thing around 2004, 2005, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so...
You know me in time. They're not friends.
No, you're good. But you have to think, like, you know, so, like, you know, my mom can, like, equate when she got, like, her first touchscreen phone to, like, you know, having kids.
Yeah.
And, like, siblings being born. And it's so weird to think now at my age that she was older than me when she, you know, has the, you know,
right,
like,
when
what,
she first
the first
got.
Touch phone or whatever.
Yeah,
or,
you
know,
than you are now, and you're like, wait, what?
Well, no, I guess. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I guess, you know, probably was about 06, 07 that I first got one because it was right before, right after my first son was born, my first child was born. I don't remember because me and time, again, we're not friends. But yeah, no, I guess it was right by the time, which was 06, 07.
But I, you know, I do wonder, you know, like, thing too is, like, how this, you know, kind of has to do with, like, conflicting views almost of barefooting, because, you know, we're seeing the different types of media we're using are changing very quickly. But I feel like, you know, with my, you know, with my generation being in a weird thing, and now we're, the, you know, the youngest, you know, group of adults, you know, I mean, and I'm not even the youngest of my generation that's now
right.
21. So it's like they're...
Well, I'm in that weird little micro-generation between, like, Generation X and the Zennials, whatever, and the Millennials, like that tiny little, like, four-year period. So it's like, because I'm
and
like,
then,
I got the best of both worlds, kind of, some of the worst, but... whatever, but you know what I mean, it's just like, yeah, it's like, it's so funny how it's all generational too, like, we look at it, and it's like, I see it differently, obviously, than you do, not just because we're different people, but we're different generations entirely.
Yeah, well, and I thought it was interesting too, is that I think starting in 2010, that the youngest generation is apparently called Generation Alpha, because they're the first generation to grow up fully in the digital world.
Right.
While I was born in 2001, which people are like, oh, you're such a baby. But then when you do the math, you're like, oh, that was more than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, just barely over 20 years, but still.
It was
20 years. Yeah. And I am still very young. I recognize that. But it's like, you know, that was a weird period. And so I feel like, you know, my generation is bringing in some change. But even looking at the media for my generation and not even the media created yet by my generation, it still feels like we're, you know, it's just like the culture isn't as moving as quickly as the technology.
Yeah.
And so we're having more people talking on more platforms, even like us.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And
not
enough people have had that changed mentality, like around barefooting, not enough people, you know, of the older generations that have been making content for my generation, your generation.
Yeah.
And now a lot of the ones making content are of your generation, but a lot of them are even older.
Yeah.
Isn't
that so crazy?
Which is weird to think about,
it's
you know?
So,
so like, I think about, like, watching.
Like, we
try
to take it over TikTok, it looks like. Like,
you're technically, you know, and, you know, a millennial, and, you know, you're probably like, am I really a millennial? But, like, no, like, literally, my mom is, like, the oldest of the millennial generation, like, on the year, like, she's the oldest millennial in year.
Yeah.
Like, 2 years younger. So.
Three,
okay.
Well, two in a month, but, yeah, she was 180, I was 80, but she was December 80, I was January 83.
Yeah, that's why
so
I was,
like,
2 years.
It's like, 2 years a month. But, well, then if you look at other different, like, breakdowns, because there's other groups, you know, that they break it down slightly differently, there's the one I saw that's, like, it stops at 80, and the millennial starts at, like, 84. And then, like, that period between, like, basically 81 and 83, which is where I fall, is, like, this micro-generation where I forget what they were calling it, but I was like, that checks the boxes.
Yeah.
I've always been an oddball weirdo anyway, so that checks. But it just depends, you know, it kind of depends on, like, the study or whatever related to how
it
is. Yeah,
no, and that's why even, like, with my age group, it's complicated because
especially from 2000 to 2004, because there was such a, you have to think, like, 1999 technology, and yes, I'm young, so I didn't fully, like, grow up or was even alive in 99, but, you know, I can watch things. I can, you know, find ways to educate myself. I like, you know, and what I was going to say, too, is, like, with my my group and my generation, it's, like, we've been exposed to different media, in a way, because it's like, but it is kind of a weird gap between the internet and then, oh, smartphones. Now we have computers in our hands. Like,
right.
The span of, you know, you have to think, like, we went from the 90s to, oh, computers are the new thing, to, oh, now we have them in our hand, and they're like this size. You know, like,
we didn't even have a home computer until, I think I was 15, and our aunt had bought it for us, and she was doing really well. So I was in high school when we had a computer in our house, and it was a big, clunky, chunky thing, big old thing, you know. And then we've gone from that to laptops that were, like, you know, super big and heavy, almost the size of a small screen TV, to freaking tiny Chromebooks, which we're using now, you know. And then, like you said, then computers in our pocket. Like, it's just been, the technology I've seen explode is just, like, unreal. Mm-hmm. It's just unreal. And I still, I'm not a technology fan. Most people, a lot of people in my generation are, because they're like, you know, they grew up with it, whatever. I've always been a, I'm ink and paper. Give me a book. I don't want the Kindle Fire. I want a book. I want an Kindle to smell the book, you know. But, so that's just kind of where I'm at. But it's just so, there's been so much. And then it's like, and then, like, with, and it's, kind of with, like, getting the information out about barefooting, you've seen, like, you got to think before the technology, people just listened to what they were told and whatever, and a lot of small towns didn't care one way or the other because they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of, because I remember when I was a kid, my parents, like, they couldn't get me to keep shoes on. They would take me to Kroger barefoot, whatever, barefoot, because I'd fight them so hard or I'd sneak them off in the car and they wouldn't notice until we got inside, and they didn't care. You know, and then as I got older, they tried saying stuff, and that was before I realized it wasn't illegal, whatever, and then, you know, so it's just, it's funny to see it, it's starting to, I think, become more acceptable here again in the same area, because people are, it's more exposed, there's more technology to expose the truth, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, like, I, like, kind of, and I didn't even really think about talking much about social media today, but, you know, I just thought it was really interesting thing. I just think, you know, we were talking about technical difficulties, but it was something I was just kind of thinking of because, well, one of the things that I've watched is NFL, and I really won't get too much into it because I do want to bring it up in the future with social media, but in 2013, SNL, Saturday Night Live, did a skit on Jack Johnson, apparently
I
love it.
Jack Johnson.
And he I'm not saying that I, you know, encourage drinking, or I'm going to push you one way or the other. Your choice is your choice. But Barefoot, the wine of company, I guess, back in early 2000s, they were doing a project where like celebrities were auctioning off their shoes, and the money raised was going to clean up beaches so that they were barefoot friendly.
How did I not know about this?
Yeah, but this was like, when I was reading back, apparently, I think this was back around 2008, and then you have to think how different the technology was, and the fact that barefoot is legal wasn't around in 2008, you know?
No, we weren't.
Bruce didn't make it, you know, until 2015, which obviously he's done a lot of great work with it, and Barefoot is Legal is the leading organization, especially nonprofit.
But it was still before our time. Basically.
And then the skit came out, you know, 2 years before Barefoot is Legal. And so in the skit, Andy Samberg, which is just so funny. He played Jake Peralta in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Is it Andy or Adam? Dude, I'm going to be real with you. I'm so bad.
I have Adam Samberg. I'm not going to lie.
That's like, oh, maybe it is.
Might be Andy Samberg. I don't know. Anyway, Mr. Samberg.
I'm about to just look it up real quick because I'm.
You would be probably right now saying Mr. Samberg was my father. I think it might be.
No, it is Andy.
Is it Andy?
Did they really think of Adam Sandler?
Maybe.
Their names
My bad.
Before. But anyway.
I don't know.
Oh, he's 44 now. See, it's hard to tell because so many of the things I've watched with him in it that I like, you know, are older. And so it's like, I don't even think about him being that old. That's weird. But anyway, but he was playing Jack Johnson. And the other guy, I can't remember his name. I don't even know what to put in to find him. But he's been on SNL so much. And, like, he's been on SNL and some other things I've watched. And he's a funny dude. But, and he was supposed to be another artist, which is slipping my mind. I have notes about all of it when I, you know, because I did want to talk about it. But with my laptop being laggy, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it up here in a second. But anyway, so gay, you know, they're you know, just barefoot, you know, musicians, you know. And so at one point, Andy Samberg, you know, says, oh, am I barefooted partner in crime? And then, you know, mentions who the other artist is supposed to, or the guy, who the other guy, what artist he's supposed
right,
to play.
Right.
And I can't remember right now, but it was just, the thing that stuck out to me about that was the barefooted partner in crime. And the skit in general, I don't think that it was really necessarily, like, offensive to barefooters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's SNL, so they obviously, whatever they're talking about, they're here to make fun, they're here to make jokes, they're here to be funny about it.
And if you can't make fun of yourself, I mean, just other people will anyway, so you might as well just be able to laugh at yourself. I laugh at myself all day long.
Yeah, like,
I'm a goofball, but,
yeah. And
sorry.
No, you're okay.
Carry on.
Carry on,
my weary son. There will be peace when you are done. There's a reason I didn't go into singing. Okay, carry on.
Oh, you're good.
Moving forward.
Perfect with this. I'm like, I don't know why. I started thinking about that. But every time I hear that song, I think of Supernatural, and other Supernatural fans don't know why, because there are times where that song has been played as, like, a recap song for, like, key moments throughout the show. So that's kind of, I was kind of laughing at myself. when I was talking about how, like, the barefooted partner in crime. So I don't know if that was a play on just the use of partner in crime in general. My partner in crime.
Yeah.
Or if that was actually around the fact that people thinking that barefooting is illegal.
Yeah. It could be, or just pointing out that like you said, my partner in crime is barefooted.
Yeah.
You know,
so
maybe,
But the way the video, you know, or the way the skit was set up, it was like, it was such a, almost such a small thing, but it was still a joke.
You could tell it was derogatory towards barefooters or not.
Well, and I don't even know I don't think that it was even meant to be necessarily derogatory, but I just think if anything, it's ignorant, you know, it's uneducated, it's just unaware, and that's not me.
I'd have to see it, and then we'll look it up on when my laptop falls out.
You know, I wanted to have time to like go over it. Oh yeah, the thing is frozen.
If I turn it on, the condensation is gonna. Oh, apparently I've got a dent in it. Oops. Anyway, moving on. So, my ADHD is in full force.
When I watched this skit, I didn't necessarily think that it was, like, a jab at the barefooting community. If anything, that was actually, from what I could find anyway looking up online, that was the first time barefooting was actually, like, mentioned on SNL. And I think it's been around since 1975. I didn't even realize that until, you know, when I started kind of getting more into media and I started watching NFL clips, and I had actually looked up, like, the first barefoot, and that's what came up. And from what I could find, that was the first time.
Wow.
But it's so weird to me that a show could be around.
It's like 40 years later.
Yeah, and it's 48 years now that the show has been running, or at least has 48 seasons so far. And from what I could find, that was the first mention of barefooting. And so, if anything, like, I do think, in a way, it's almost like, I don't even know how to explain it, because it's like, in a way, I feel like it's almost like cultural awareness on their mm-hmm. footing, you know, it just in the sense that it's even brought up in media.
Yeah.
You know?
It's almost taboo still. Like,
it is still taboo in a lot of ways. But you think especially at that time and for
mm-hmm.
them to be, and I don't really think they were really derogatory. I mean, they were kind of making kind of just like more light fun over the artists, like, light-hearted, like, oh, yeah, just go slow, dude, kind of personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, chill, kind of, like, not exactly hippie, but kind of hippie vibe.
Right, right.
And, but, in general, like, it's the thing, too, is, like, even when we've had some kind of awareness of us, of referring to the barefooting community,
mm-hmm.
it's like it is very frustrating when it's still rooted and can put probably is rooted in, you know, ignorance
it
and
is, for sure.
Even with that skit, you know, and it's like because I don't think that it was overall like harmful.
Right, it's just a lot of ignorance surrounding it, whether it's bad or good, you know, whether someone has a bad attitude or a good attitude about it, there's just so much ignorance surrounding. You know what I mean by that? It's like bad attitude, well, obviously that's illegal, but that's bad attitude. Or you should be illegal, clearly bad. Or just like, you know, just people don't know and are curious and don't really care, you know, isn't it? You know, that kind of thing. So it depends on
the intent.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, so I'd have to see that to, like, really get a feel for it myself.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to have,
a conversation
on that.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of conflicts in our schedule trying to get planning
mm-hmm.
together. And, and the stuff that I put together, like, you would sit down and it would probably take more of an hour for us to go through.
Right,
like,
which we do need,
sure.
Yeah.
Everything that I've kind of.
And I've got some things, actually, that are probably at my house because I'm so good at remembering things. But that we need to go over. And then, it's like I saw it. What gets me, too, is I've noticed every time, most every time it's mentioned in the media, it's like, or like news-wise, it's barefoot man robs bank or barefoot woman holds up liquor. You know, they make it, they have to throw that in there. It's like a negative.
Mm.
Like, does it really matter what their feet? You never, like, if they just did a person in shoes, you never write that.
Yeah.
Like, the whole purpose is to be even more derogatory, and that's harmful for our culture as well.
Oh,
that's harmful
yeah.
for us as well, because
yes.
they think every time a person does that, they're doing something wrong, or they're being bad, or it's just a negative thing, and that doesn't help our movement at all. It's like, can you just leave that out of the headlines?
And not
like, why?
All,
what is the point of putting that in there?
Yeah, and not all visibility is good visibility.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you know, good publicity is, or any, you know, bad publicity, good, whatever the friggin' thing is. All
publicity
is good. Not true.
Yeah, no.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help us at all. That just makes our job harder to prove our points and, you know, live our free choice way. I'm going to answer this call, I think.
Okay.
I just noticed a hand is up. I think I might know who it is, too. He's back. Let me see if I can... Hello, caller.
Hi.
Did you what? Uh-oh. It's kind of some background noise. How are you today?
Well,
okay. I'm going to see if we can fix this. Does it fix the background noise? Something's happening. I apologize for that. I'm not very good with tech anyway. Okay. What is this? No. I guess this is what we're going to record. Not if it's that, so I can see what they want to say before we pull them on. Our tech is not cooperating with me today, so we'll try this again, see if...
Hello,
hey,
caller?
Are you there, caller?
Only if you can hear
Hello?
Me.
Oh,
can you hear
now
me?
We can now. Can
yeah.
you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all just fine.
I apologize for that. We had just some technical difficulties happening today.
Oh, okay. I thought it was my speaker.
It may be. I'm not sure. It could have been partially that too, but I do know it's like we've been struggling today all around as it is. So it could have been our end or your end. I don't know, but sounds like we got it fixed now. Whatever we did.
Well, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Is this Kevin?
Yeah, I have returned. Yes, I have returned.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And thank you for your service. I thought that was your number. I was like, I think I know who this is. I want to say hi.
Yeah, it'll all be over soon. A few more years. All I know is that I have been... All I know is that I have been I've been gone for the last 4.5 months. So now I'm back, right? And I don't have to go overseas no more, thank goodness. So the fact that I knew it was gonna be cold when I got back. So And the thing is now, this is what, the 24th, I think. So basically, winter really, so calendar-wise, winter really started on the 20th. But however. It's like one of those, I guess it's one of those things. I mean here in Jacksonville, it was actually like 24 degrees this morning when I woke up, and of course I'm gonna go work out at the apartment complex gym, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to put my hoodie on with my shorts and those shoes on. Too bad that the gym was closed. I guess this apartment complex is different because they don't open it when nobody ain't in the office. But it's okay. It's okay.
Right.
So I'm like, oh yeah, crap. Well, let me go grocery shopping. Let me do some early morning grocery shopping. You know, I had I changed it to some long pants and I put my bare bottom shoes on, but I was barefoot, to be honest with you. So then I started to think, you know, and I just posted this to the group, right? How cold does it have to be before you put shoes on? Now, there are some people that can literally walk barefoot in the snow. I'm nowhere near there.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Some people got that.
Some snow.
I guess they got the, what's it called, tolerance or resistance, whatever you want to call it. So how cold does it have to be for you to put shoes on?
I don't follow temperature very much, but I know today was the first day this winter I broke down and put them on. It was 8 degrees outside, and it feels like it's like negative 21. So somewhere between, I'd say the coldest like that I've left them off is about probably 25, 24, probably around 20, actually. And then it dropped really, really fast. We haven't had an in-between. So, like, I'm not 100% sure if I would do, like, 15, because it literally went from, like, it warmed up here to, like, 35, I think it was, overnight. It dropped to negative something. So it's been pretty, it's just, you know what I mean, it's a huge drop. But it's basically, I know, obviously, the single digits with snow, my feet are like, no. Like, it was so cold. They literally hurt just running to my car and back in to start my car. I had to run them under warm water because, like, they instantly froze, and I don't want to lose my toes. So I don't know. But I know some people that they could handle that anyway. So, you know, it just depends on the person. But me personally, I'd say single digits for sure. And I'm like,
oh, okay.
Nope.
Well, that pretty much says it all.
If it's snowy or not, too, because when there's snow out, it feels even colder because your feet, like, the warmth of your feet melts it and then refreezes really quick when it's that cold. But if there's no ice out, no snow, I don't think it's as bad because it's just cold. It's just that temperature. You don't have, like, the wet component to it, and wet always makes it worse.
Yeah, it's not like you're walking in, like, ice or slush.
Yeah.
The whole time. You know,
exactly.
If it's dry concrete,
it's fine, I think.
Yeah, like, I mean, the concrete, don't get me wrong, like, I mean, I have felt really cold concrete in the winter, but
right.
It's not the same thing as walking or through ice, you know.
Yeah, through ice and snow, so... I think it's one of those, it's conditional, if that makes sense. It just depends on what the exact conditions are. Because I think last year I did do single digits when it wasn't snowy. So, I don't know. I only broke down on three times.
Well, even with the cold weather, just like the warm weather in the summer, you still have to use caution. You know,
oh, of course, absolutely. That's why I always say listen to your body. Absolutely.
Yeah, as much as we love being barefoot and that's cool and all, like I said earlier, some people can really walk barefoot mm-hmm. in the snow, and others
right.
can't do that because it took them God knows how long for them to work up to that.
Right,
you know,
right, exactly.
Because if I put my bare feet on snow, I could give you a good 10 seconds, and that's about it.
Right.
You know,
and that probably also depends on how cold it actually is.
Yeah,
right now
yeah,
for
yeah,
us,
yeah.
it's 83, you know, so that's way too much for me. See, like my feet were like, no. I had to run them under warm water when I got in. I was only outside for less than a minute. Like, they froze that fast. Thaw them out. And, you know, that's why I always say listen to your body. And you don't be dangerous about it. Like, my body this morning told me, nope, get them snow boots out. And that's what I unfortunately had to do. But it's like, as much as I hate shoes, I like my feet being attached to my legs. I don't want to lose my toes. So
wow,
what? I know, I'm dramatic.
Wow. Who would have thought? Like, you listen to your own body.
I know,
loser.
Shocker. Yeah,
loser.
Double loser.
What,
whatever.
Here's a quick story. Several years ago when I used to live in Virginia. You know, the 7 years that I went through just about every snowstorm that I went through when I was there. So
uh-huh.
it was one day, it was probably on a Saturday, I think. It was about 22 degrees. So I went ahead and of course I put my sweatpants on and a long sleeve shirt and whatnot, and I went for a run, my normal run. Now normally I do a 5 mile run, but I'm like, you know, I'm gonna get to the track on base, and I was like, you know, let me just try and do 3 miles and see what happens. So when
right.
I got almost to the 3 mile mark, I'm like, you know, let's push it a little bit. So I pushed it all the way to my 5 mile run. Now when I got back, I got into the shower. It felt like my toes were about to fall the hell off. I mean, it was completely excruciating pain.
Mhm. Oh yeah, you want to start with warm. You don't ever start with hot water when you got to thaw them puppies out. You start with warm.
Warm is like, no, you meant cold, even, maybe even cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I found out the hard way. I could, in that regard, I was kind of like, I guess you can say testing my limits. And, and right now, I'm still not exactly sure what my limits are as of yet. But then now I'm living.
Change over time too. Even if you knew what they are, I mean, like, they'll change over time. You'll get more acclimated and whatnot. They'll change. So, I mean, you know, just kind of accept. I think the biggest thing is about safely pushing yourself further. And, like, again, like, my big thing is listen to your body. If it's telling you it's actual pain, there's a difference, you know, there's a difference between pain and discomfort. And if it's just a little bit uncomfortable but manageable, I say keep going for it, you know, keep trying. But if it's actual pain, that's when you need to stop. You know what I mean? Like, that's why this morning, like, my feet, my toes actually, like, hurt. It was so cold. It wasn't just uncomfortable. It was pain. Yeah. To where, like, I had to turn on the warm water and start thawing them out.
Well, like what you said with, like, you know, kind of, like, discomfort. Like, you know, growing and leaving your comfort zone behind, like, it is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is going to be discomfort. But at the same time, something should not be causing you, like, genuine pain.
Exactly. I mean, who knows if I keep...
There's a problem.
Exactly. If I kept trying this, you know, 2 seconds at a time, if I really want to, I might be able to tolerate it just fine and then go even, you know what I mean, go even colder. But
this is our first, like, real snow.
I don't even got this cold last year, honestly.
And this is the coldest. I know, like, I swear, especially because where I lived at the time, I had to constantly keep
it
up with
the weather. It said we broke the record.
Because I lived in, you know, a place I just didn't keep insulated very well, and even because of the pipe, the house I was living at the time.
Well, the record we hit
was to make sure that, you know, it was warm enough so the pipes didn't freeze, and just because the heater was on this and the house was on this, you know, type of thing. So, yeah, no, this is definitely, like, colder than we had.
Well, we broke the record. The current record for that date was 1970s was -9 or -8, and we hit -9. So we're even a degree colder. We broke the record of cold. So it's, like, the coldest it's been in that long. You know what I mean? So use caution. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been outside in it. I've wanted to go outside, but, Kev, you can't tell, and then, you know, other people listening, but Audrey, when she came in, like, there is a blanket that is nailed.
We have that over
ours,
too. We have one
over ours. The just, like, the crack of our, just the crack of the door, like, where it actually opens, not, like, where the hinges are. And, yeah, it literally, the blanket had a layer of snow on it from where that crack
was. Did it really?
I didn't
even notice that.
It may not be as bad today, especially since, like,
so there's actually snow coming through that crack.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And, like,
we're on radio.
We could, like, hear the wind, you know, even, like, I mean, as soon as the storm started. But, yeah, my partner ended up having to put the blanket up, and it gets so cold by the door, and especially because it's warmed up now. Like, of the snow
I know.
Storm,
it's 8 degrees, but it's warmed up.
It's 8 degrees, feels like -21, and this is the warmest right now that we've had, like,
in two days.
During the storm.
Yeah.
And... yeah, there was, like, I mean, it hadn't even melted. It was, like, a line of snow.
I might have knocked off. I came in so fast because it was so cold.
No, you're good.
I
just checked it, and I was, like, oh, wow, there is, like, just, like, a clear line.
You let the landlord know that they know the door is actually letting snow in your apartment.
Oh, they don't care.
I know. Trust me, I know. I lived in these ones, too. I know. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting a talk topic. Oh, probably.
No, you're good.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's been 15 years? 16 years? Dang. Getting old, love. Anyway, so, yeah, I feel like we got a little off, but still relevant. Did you have anything else you were wanting to talk about today, Mr. Kevin? I know we kind of. Did you get the barefoot very often when you?
No, because it's like, you're going outside the United States, and I really wanted to, you know, mm-hmm. but then it was like, you know, yeah, I'm overseas, and I got to have a liberty partner and junk like that. Not that it, you know, probably wouldn't have made a difference either way. So just like, you know, I'll just think all I really had was sandals, to be honest with you. So,
right.
So as far as overseas, yeah, I could have done that. I mean, I did it once before. But,
right.
But you know, but I just let it go for that time. I mean, you know, and I just like everybody. So
I mean, you're right there, so it's different, probably.
Yeah, well, you know, as far as you know, being on this ship and being in our compartments. Where we sleep and stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
everybody still think like, well, you know, it's very unsanitary to walk into the shower without shower shoes or
mm-hmm.
walk around the compartment barefoot, right? You know,
right.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, unsanitary. And you're talking to a person who walks barefoot just about everywhere that he can. So,
right.
the unsanitary part. I don't know that I can't. You know, you can't change the way people think. That's how they've been thinking for God knows how long, and they still think like
right.
that. You can't change that. You know, so me walking barefoot into the bathroom, you know, to me, I don't think that it don't make too much of a difference for me walking on a sidewalk barefoot, right? And of course the same people who say that as unsanitary are the same people who walk barefoot at the beach. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think dirt is very sanitary. So
dirt. Like it's the bacteria that gets on dirt that people really are worried about, but dirt is not, there's nothing wrong with dirt. It just depends on where, if there's bacteria or viral buildup, fungus and stuff. But I mean, again, our bodies are built to fight that stuff off. So, and typically, as long as I've been barefooting, I've not had problems with any of that. So, you know, that was my favorite toy as a child when I, you know, was dirt. I played in the dirt and the mud so much, and I still do. You know, when I go hiking, my favorite thing is to find the quote-unquote good mud, which is the nice squishy stuff. And I will still to this day dance in it when I find it. And I don't think it's dirt is dirt.
Yeah, we all know that. We all know that that bacteria is everywhere, anyways.
Right, and our immune system. I bet I've got one of the healthiest immune systems. I almost never get like sick. Well, except this year, it's been going around the household so much this year. My husband's homesick right now, but I don't get sick that often though because I attribute part of it to my, you know, barefooting because it's helped to build my immune system. I've exposed myself to more germs that my body's fought off, so it's kind of like they enter again and my body's ready for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. I mean, we've gotten to a point where we're just more comfortable barefoot, anyways.
Yeah.
You know.
And plus, it takes. Here's the thing too: people don't realize a lot of these things. Like, if you take good care of your feet, which most of us tend to do when we're barefooting. Most of the bacteria and viruses and stuff like that enter through broken skin. So if you don't have cuts and wounds on your feet, which, I mean, it happens. Sometimes you do. I do have one on my heel right now, so to speak, but I keep putting the, you know, the antibacterial stuff on it just to be on the safe side. But, you know, if you don't have cuts and wounds on your feet, chances are you're not going to get sick anyway because that's how it enters your body. And most of it, I don't know anyone that, like, puts their toes in their mouth because that's nasty in my opinion, but we're not going to go there. We're not going there anyway, but like if you're taking care of your feet and you're keeping them in good repair, basically, then you don't have anything to worry about anyway, because there's still no way for it to enter into your body. If you're not, does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Am I making sense? Okay. So, like, yeah, that's one of the things people don't realize. Like, just because it's the same with your hands. That's why you wash your hands so much. And that part is, you know, not necessarily because of wounds, but, like, you touch your face more often than most people touch their face more than they realize, or touch other people and touch other things. That washing the germs off your hands is beneficial. And most of us, again, that barefoot, wash our feet frequently as well. You know, so we're washing the germs away anyway. And if we get wounds, we bandage them up, or we at least put the cream on them, whatever, take care of them. You know, we don't just let our feet get, well, that barefoot, I've noticed, don't have the cracked, bleeding, gross feet. Like, it's most of us take pretty good care of our feet to keep ourselves healthy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are those that don't, and some pride themselves in the cracks, but, you know, it's different for everybody. And if you're proud of those cracks, be proud of those cracks, but just watch out for open wounds. That's all I got to say. You know, if you have an open wound, actually take care of it so you don't let any bacteria into your system.
And the weird part about some people who do go barefoot is that they love having their feet dirty. And I'm talking about like almost mm-hmm. black, and they
yeah.
love it, you know. And,
yeah.
and why, to me, why would you even post dirty foot pictures? I mean, on the group or any other group for that matter. I mean, I really find that kind of odd, like, really.
Yeah, well, that I would say is one of those that's a matter of opinion kind of thing. Like, I mean, I've shared before more of the, I've been so many places today, oh my gosh, look at my feet. You know, like, they got dirtier than I expected, or, you know, or whatever. It's more just of a matter of opinion on that one. I wouldn't say it's weird or odd either way. Like, when I do my hikes, I'll take pictures of my muddy feet because I think it's amusing, you know. Be like, ha, 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 if your feet don't look like this, did you even hike, LOL? You know, I've done that before where they're completely covered in mud. But at the same time, I still, for the most part, try to keep my feet clean. So I think that's, like, a matter of opinion on that matter. And I don't judge one way or another. I've shared the dirty feet pic for, like, walk, especially when you walk through an asphalt parking lot to a hardware store. I've had my feet get so black doing that before, like, oh my gosh. But
yeah, well, I don't like walking in mud.
Right. Well, again, like,
no,
if you don't like that, that's you and your opinion. That's totally fine as well. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's about free. It's another thing to go into the choice category. It's your choice how you want to be proud of and share your journey. You know, like the cracks, some people are proud of those, and I get it. Like, you know, it's partially calluses and whatnot. You build it up. You're proud of those. As long as you're not letting yourself get open wounds, I'd say more power to you. But because everybody's journey is different, whether especially when it comes to barefooting, you know, we're all in different stages and phases and levels of it. So I'm trying to think of the words. You were about to say something, Phoenix. What was that?
I kind of get, you know, some frustration because I can kind of see both sides of, like, when I like to get in the mud, like, I definitely like to get in the mud, you know? It's like, that's what I'm there for, like, nothing's going to stop me.
Right, right.
Whatever. And if you're, you know, and then the thing, too, is also if you are a real barefooter, like, you know, and that's not me, like, trying to, like, you know, argue over what is real
right, discredit anybody.
You know, or to discredit anybody. But so when I think of, you know, real barefooter as somebody that, you know, when given the choice, they would prefer to walk roughly daily barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're not leaving their house, even if they wear shoes at some point throughout the day, especially if it's not, you know, their choice, it's work, like that doesn't really count.
Right.
You know? But you're going to walk around, your feet are going to get pretty dirty. I mean, now overall, like, I would say I do have pretty clean feet, but, you know, my feet are obviously need to get dirtier than people, like, you know, are darker than bottoms from picking stuff up than people who are wearing shoes.
Right.
When they take their shoes off. But I think that because there's no real, like, there's no real representation of barefooting. Like, and I think that's what kind of creates the frustration is some people, you know, even if they're barefooters, like, they may not want to see that, and it doesn't have to do with necessarily shame, but kind of personal preference, you know?
Right.
Like, wanting to kind of keep things clean, or just some people just really aren't fascinated with looking at the bottom of their feet, or don't enjoy necessarily looking at, you know, don't really enjoy looking at, you know, dirty, pretty feet. And,
right, which is absolutely fine either way,
But I feel like there's a couple of things going on here where because a lot of what we see as barefooting online is, you know, sexual fetishism, that a lot of times when you see these things, it's almost like a trigger point.
You automatically
like,
go there.
Because you're, like, assuming, like, oh, my gosh, is this one of these accounts? Is this who's following me? Like, why can't barefooters that aren't trying to, you know, include me, you know, include people in that, like me who are interested, be the one following me.
Right,
and
no, that's not, I hear you.
And that's not me trying to shame people, but it's like I don't want to be a part of these kind of communities. I don't.
Yeah, that's
really
not our bag, baby.
These kinds of accounts. And, you know, I haven't really had much of a problem with, you know, unsolicited things, but still, when you see it, you're like, oh, okay. And so I think it's because, like, we have such limited. And all the points I kind of have in my head to get in, that I can also get into kind of all relate back to the fact that there's just not enough of it out there. So if you're somebody that's, you know, maybe not necessarily OCD, but has more of those OCD, clean, like me, just very, because of like, you know,
type A.
Yeah, type A, I guess that would be good. So if you're more of a type A personality, then that may be something that kind of bothers you. It's more of a stressor to
you. Want more control and
it's
more
not aesthetically neatness. Pleasing or neat to you. And so it can kind of be frustrating in that way. But also, too, because of, you know, there's, I feel like so much of it, too, and kind of like if we were talking about how I brought up earlier, how technology is developing faster than the mainstream American culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to reflect any subculture groups, but like actual mainstream culture. It's not developing as fast as the technology. And so, because of this, you know, like for so long we've had this connotation of sexual fetishism, you know, around surrounding barefooting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the technology has developed where we can have communities, like Barefoot is Legal, that you can find on Facebook.
Right.
You know? But other people that are into other nuances and aspects of the community now can make their own communities and, you know, talk and share. And unfortunately, you know, sexual content is rampant on the internet in general, which honestly is a safety risk.
Sometimes I think that's what internet was made for.
And so just in general, I mean, that is something to also look for. And I think a lot of people, I'm not saying that your generation or other generations haven't been exposed to things that they shouldn't have been. Because
we had Playboy right on the rack.
definitely not true that you guys haven't been exposed to stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the way you guys were exposed to stuff is in a lot of ways different. I mean, a lot of people my age are still exposed to things the same way, but the internet, it was a big thing, you know? And so a lot of kids younger, even including myself, have been exposed to inappropriate things on the internet. Like, I think I'd give an innocent example. When I was younger, I used to go to the library. I didn't know how to get to Google. So I would type in whatever search bar, or I didn't know how to get to Google Images or something like that. I was like a kid. I was going to the library. I don't know how old I was exactly. And, you know, I hadn't had that much familiarity with computers compared
right.
to kids now. So it sounds weird, but I'm thinking, like, I'm around 10 years old. Didn't know how to get to Google. So whatever search engine I was in, I would just type random, like, letters.
Oh, no.
And then I could eventually get taken. I could figure out how to get to Google from there. Like, I don't know how to explain how I did it, but I couldn't stop with it without
right.
figuring it out at the time. Now I'm like, what? But anyway, and inappropriate pictures came up. And
yeah.
I literally, and even the thing is, too, is I can't even remember. I didn't spell anything inappropriately in English. Mm-hmm. But for all I know, I had spelled something inappropriately in another language.
Well, and I, one time,
and didn't know it.
Right. I was trying to get my email, Hotmail. It's hotmail.com, right?
Okay.
And then... So you know how when you're typing it and it's like shows the highlighted in blue to finish typing, right? Well, I thought I had finished Hotmail. I did H-O-T and I thought hit enter because I thought it said Hotmail.
Yeah,
and it pulled up inappropriate to the word hot, you know?
Yeah.
So that colleague. You know, so it's, you got to be careful.
Yeah, and do the thing, like, so many people, especially, you know, my age group and the age groups following after us, especially, I worry about because they're exposed to stuff even younger, you know, and that worries me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, the guy whose kids, my nanny, like, I guess it can be annoying at times having to put passwords in for everything, especially when they change their mind after 15 minutes what they want to watch on TV. So if they go from kids' YouTube to Netflix or whatever, then I have to put in a new password every time.
Right.
And as long as they're on kids' YouTube and, like, they're on a kids' account, like, I don't have to worry about watching. I just have to keep an eye, obviously, but I have to worry about, like,
no, I get what you're
hovering
saying.
Over, you know, too much. But I respect that because, you know, kids are exposed so much, so young.
Yeah,
and so I think that's why part of it, too, is that is a traumatizing thing. And a lot of people for generations have been exposed to the discrimination event. And that's why, like, honestly, like, we really need to bring back the Save the Children movement, which,
yeah,
because there is so much going on in the area we live in. Even bring it up, but it is important. The Dayton area is actually
one of the highest.
Well, no, it is the leading, like, in sex trafficking in the United States
right.
for years because we have multiple major highways that intersect
mm-hmm.
in Dayton.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can take 70 and
there's so many
71,
lives
75.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go all across the country just on 70, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and you can get very far with their other highways that take the main highways. And so, that, and I think about, too, how much we don't even care about happening in the area, but it's, like, this is a traumatizing thing. So many people are exposed to so much, so young. It's
mm-hmm.
affecting all of us.
And feet have been become part of, yeah, it's, like, immediately.
Feet have been a gateway because it's not as promiscuous. And that's another thing that barefooting, clearly what we're not doing here, at least I think it's clear, you know, isn't sexual. Barefooting is not inherently sexual.
Right.
But foot fetishism has become a gateway almost because it's perceived as not being as bad. You
it's
know what I
innocent
mean?
Almost. It's just your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people joke about selling feet pics on OnlyFans, that kind of thing. Like,
oh yeah, everybody knows
it's
a joke.
And then a lot of times, like, I've had people message me asking if I would do special requests, like stepping in certain things and sending them pictures of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, like, you're going to pay me, like, $500, dude, to get me to do something like that. So I'm going to say, you're going to pay me a lot of money. I ain't doing it. That's gross.
But,
like, one person wanted me to step in eggs.
Mix
eggs with my feet. I was like, no, that's one of the weirdest I've ever heard. But you know what I mean? So it's like, so that's a dirty feet thing. Like, that's what people seem to want almost.
Well, and then one thing I actually want to kind of real quick is a lot of people are realizing, too, how Dan Schneider of Nickelodeon was the content of this show. I think it was Schneider, or maybe it was Weiner. Oh, they were both.
Oh, yeah.
But the guy, and he had even featured on the show Victorious, and there was a weird scene. But there was a lot of weird scenes surrounding feet, like
mm-hmm.
the character Cat putting feet in her mouth, and just, but there was so much more. And that's just, like, the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there were a lot of scenarios, and there's actually compilations that you can find, and people in my generation are like, oh, my God, we were watching this. And
yeah.
And the reason people in your generation are like, oh, my God, we're letting our kids or
yeah.
even your siblings watch this.
Sometimes I'll look at it, and I'm like, we watched what?
Yeah. And so, and the writer, I mean, he'd even featured one of these scenes at, like, and it, or producer or whatever. I don't know. I think he may have been like a writer slash producer, but Elizabeth Giles, I think that's how you say her name, or Giles. I'm not 100%
sure.
Or Gillies. Again, it's hard to tell with the and Anyway, the actress who played Jade on Victorious is coming out and talking about her shaming, her abuse, and a lot of the stunts where there are things being thrown at her or falling on her, that actually happened.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't a stunt double. It wasn't, like, there was no, like, buffer or safety. Like, I mean, at one point there was stuff just being thrown on her head. Like, and so, and even Ariana Grande, who played Kat, is trying to kind of talk about a little bit on her experiences. I don't think she's gotten as much about it, but I just think too, as a woman with her, you know, career and success level, there's also a lot of pressure to keep it light, keep it airy. You're a pop star. We don't want your trauma. And
that's
let's
a lot
take
about
the market
image.
Off of it.
It's her
and
image.
And so then a
yeah.
lot of people do, when they realize, oh, my trauma only matters to market off of it, they don't want to talk about it anymore because of their trauma.
Right.
You know? And so we think about shows like this or just influence of producers and just TV and media in general, like, have contributed to this on top of actual inappropriate, you know, imagery online.
Right.
That it has, I think, caused, you know, barefootedness to be a trigger point. And so I do think that a lot of people, too, you know, when they see especially those dirty feet, like, they see it as being a sexual thing, but it's also a thing that's just unpleasing to some people, a lot of people in general, because even some barefooters just don't really want to see their dirty feet. You know,
yeah.
Rather, you know, walk around, mind their business. Okay, I'm home. First thing I do is going to wash them. And
right,
I can be one of those
right.
people too. And so sometimes right. like, I can be bothered by dirty feet, but it's not out of judgment or really an issue with anybody. It's just one of those things where it's like kind of like those like type A tendencies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the type of neurodivergent.
Right.
I
and then you're like me, and I'm
know?
Just like, whatever. I'll wash them before I get in bed. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, whatever.
But I do still like the textures of like mud and walking through like soft, silky dirt or even like dirt that feels almost like you're walking in ash.
We found some of the softest sand when we went out to Colorado and Utah last year. Oh my gosh, that was some soft sand. It was like,
yeah.
It was amazing. It was so soft. It was like walking through, I don't even know. But, yeah, it was very pleasing.
But one thing, too, I wanted to add real quick is I feel like, too, because there's just not a lot of representation for barefooting, a lot of people are like, we're not all super dirty hippies. Even if we're
right.
not really like getting a mind, we're not all, like, filthy. And I'm not trying to
well,
tell people
no,
either.
But like, there's so many different walks of life that want to live a barefoot life. So liberal, conservative, you know, hippie, square, whatever you want to call it, each other. You know, there's so many different types of people. It's just like any other group. There's...
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. It's like any other aspect of humanity. Like, it falls under so such diversity. And
yeah, that's the word.
Really represented that. And if there's any way that we can help with that, you know, with barefooting, I would love to. You know, here... other people's experiences, other people's, you know, backgrounds, or even cultures, you know.
Yes.
If you would like to reach out to the Instagram, Real Barefoot is Legal. Audrey here is admin for that. But if there's any cultural awareness around barefooting for you, like if it's connected not necessarily just to you and your individual experience, but also your heritage, which is also a part of your individual experience.
And culture.
Yes, and, you know, culture, yes. But... if it's not just a personal journey, but it's more related to, you know, your culture and your heritage, then, you know, I would love to even hear more about that and how, you know, we can kind of share that awareness and be more educated on those things.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately I've noticed too, even when trying to research this kind of stuff, the West definitely has its own connotation. I mean, it already treats, you know, white barefooters as disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine with other prejudice.
And I've heard so many people say, that's a weird white people thing, kind of, you know, that kind of thing. I'm like, there's different races of barefoot as well. It's not just this weird white people.
Yeah, well, and I think that also shows an erasure of the history, the messed up history of barefooting in America
right.
about the discrimination. Because, yes, it was to discriminate against poor people, which did include poor white people, and, you know, hippies, which, you know, there are a lot of white hippies. But it was also a racist thing mm-hmm. against Black people and Indigenous people and other groups of people that barefooted for certain cultural and spiritual reasons.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's so much deeper than people even realize. And if there's any way that can, you know, help shed light on those, you know, on non-white barefooting and barefooters and cultures to kind of get another perspective, you know, I would love to be able to help with that.
Yeah.
You know? And so you can reach out to me at the Venetian Phoenix if you want to get a hold of me, which is just Venus, I-A-N. That's Venetian as in relation to Venus. Most people think Venetian as in like Venice. No, it's Venetian as in Venus. So the Venetian Phoenix. But Audrey is admin for the Barefoot is Legal Instagram, which is Real Barefoot is Legal. No, you're good. I appreciate you trying to correct me, make sure I say the right thing. No worries. Then definitely reach out with that. But all of this, you know, regarding barefooting and the connotation in our society is so, so much deeper just in general. But the thing I was doing is...
There's more to it than just, I don't want to wear shoes.
Thing, too, is that, you know, the connotation of, you know, oh, it's just, you know, just dirty, that all barefooters are dirty white hippies. You know, that connotation, even, too, even if you're not a hippie, okay,
yeah.
It's like, that doesn't fit me. If you're a type A personality, that doesn't fit me. If you're not white, it's like, oh, well, that doesn't fit me. And, you know, or, you know, or if you're, you know, multiracial, so you need to be white and other things.
Right. But it makes you feel like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. And then it's like you're trying to, you know, be you and the people won't let you. And so I think part of it is just almost like an aesthetic niche thing, too, where barefooting has only been towards this one niche idea, or that's the connotation most people have, that other people that aren't, you know, the ones that are, you know, the, you know, that like having dirty feet and,
right.
you know, are proud of their talent. And I'm not here to hate or judge,
you know,
or condemn, I should say. You know, we obviously judge character all the time, but I'm not here to condemn.
Good or bad, yeah.
And so I think that might be part of it, is just not having your barefootedness, your
right.
idea of barefootedness, your niche represented. It's also to your point. It's like, I don't want to see any more dirty feet because, you know, if that's not you, you know, you're like, I want to see some fairy photo shoot where somebody's, you know,
oh,
barefooted
yeah.
and with pretty ankles and is, you know, dancing and frolicking barefoot in a meadow. You know, there are a lot of people. And
so basically, Audrey being goofy in the woods.
Yeah. And I've actually found accounts that are a lot of, like, you know, these more, like,
yeah.
say or folklore, cosplay accounts where, you know, of women and non-binary or, you know, feminine people in general just, kind of just be able to embrace that freeness of barefootedness and be able to, like, share videos of them, you know, kind of living magically, however that looks. Even if it's just cosplay. Like, you
yeah.
know, you can have those beautiful experiences. And so I've seen some of those where people being dressed up as, you know, like, fairy-like creatures in some form of the fae and have, you know, barefooted. You know, they're playing instruments or dancing or singing. And so I and like you said, that's your favorite. Like, I definitely love, like, that's one of those, like, little niche things I love. And it's something, too, that I haven't just seen on Instagram. And it's not even just, you know, white people doing this. Like, there are, you know, Black girls that are, you know, embracing their, you know, fairy self. And
mm-hmm.
which I'm glad to see because, unfortunately, they have a lot of time been excluded from folklore.
Yeah, which is frustrating.
Yeah. Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's too where, like, you know, again, it kind of goes back to the culture and social media where, like, the mainstream culture hasn't really, you know, kind of caught up to going back to our childhood roots and healing ourselves and connecting with our bodies. The younger generation is bringing in social media and even through cosplay is able to connect with those things. And if you think about it, even cosplay is where the people are getting into barefooting.
Right. No, for real, because there's a lot of barefoot characters people want to be. So,
yeah.
You know, it's
Right. You know, so it's just, yeah, I'm trying to think of the words right now.
No, you're okay. I feel like I just said a lot there in general, but.
Well, and it's just frustrating that people think they should be excluded. I'm like, it's feet.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't anybody be welcome to expose their feet?
I only love you from your head to your ankle.
Right, exactly. Do you ever hear that? No, I love you from your head to your toes. Okay, so can I shut this?
Exactly.
There's nothing, it's not a private part. It's not like you're showing your booty or your front booty.
I think that's where we just need to have more safety in terms of, like, sexual content.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to me how, like, our highlighting the feminine form that isn't sexual or highlighting any or any form or whatever, like, of the body, even when it's not sexual, are so heavily demonized. But then
mm-hmm.
we have things like foot fetishism that's able to slip through the cracks easily with social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the internet, and kids are exposed to it, and goes to loopholes of,
mm-hmm.
you know, even child safety type stuff.
Right.
Or safety searches. And so, like, that's something that definitely needs to be dealt with. And I think that's where a lot of people's, like, gross outness and just discomfort from feet comes from. If
they're
being exposed to things, or whether it was, you know, the particular
the way they've been portrayed.
The way they've been portrayed, but or even if it was just other sexual content because of the way the media
right.
the world is. It's like everything ends up being sexual, and it's so easy for people to assume that. And
well, it's like breasts. Like breastfeeding, I had to carry the law around with me, and I was telling my kids that I can, all I'm doing is feeding my kid. You know, it's the same thing with feet. It's like it's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
There's nothing gross about it.
I see more moms. Like Chloe, I think her name's Chloe with a K, she's you know, and I guess you could say an Instagram mom.
Okay.
I
know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I think it's pronounced Chloe Kuryatnik. If not, her last name is on Kuryatnyk. They went to check her out.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been posting, you know, a lot of, like, body positivity for moms, but also, you know, breastfeeding pictures. But in general, it's, like, kills me how women have been so, mothers or people that breastfeed in general,
mm-hmm.
have been so demonized for that.
Oh, I had someone tell me that I was abusing that I was sexually abusing my son one time. I'm not kidding you. When I was nursing him, I was like, where do you get this?
Yeah.
Like,
that's what they were designed for.
Oh, my God.
Me trying to feed my child is like.
Exactly. No, and I had somebody say that to my face, and I was just sat there dumbfounded, like, I don't even have words for you. Like, okay, so bye now.
When it is proven that breast milk is,
mm-hmm.
probably a million times, I don't know the actual percentage, better than formula.
Well, and
if
you're able to and you want to, do it. Like, not everyone's able to. And
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah,
my whole
yeah.
thing is, as long as, cause I'm not one of those breastfeeding moms that's like, well, you know, you're being a bad mom because you never. No, I'm one of those, like, as long as you're feeding your baby, I don't care.
Yeah.
But, like, your body, each child, your body makes it to your kid's needs. It's so incredible that your body knows what their body needs, literally.
Yeah, and I had a friend with her second kid. She was just overproducing, especially at the beginning.
Yeah.
So she was using a plant fertilizer. Plants were doing amazing. She was making at home body and face soap for her family with other natural ingredients to help with their skin.
It has a natural anti.
Because her oldest is only 5, but always had a lot of skin irritation and issues, and it really helped. And even with her fiance, like, it's really helped. Like, both of their skin, like, her stress acne even cleared up, like, and it's so much healthier, and I'm not here to shame people who can't or
don't
want
to.
And
that's fine.
You know, what people perceive as, oh, you just don't want to, is a can't. because you were the demands of your body. You could genuinely just not want to, though.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And that's your choice.
But I'm just saying that, like,
as long as you're feeding your child.
Or not being able to is a lot more broad. Lots of like, oh, you're just making excuses. No, I've had friends that have had to work, you know, the moments that they could for the kids, and it is such a demand on their body. They can't keep up with it.
I had a friend that literally she just didn't want to. So as soon as she birthed, she talked to the nurses, helped her bind to keep, because it hurts when you're drying up. It does. It's painful. To immediately after she birthed, like, she did not want to nurse at all. Like, no way, Jose. So, and that, again, was her choice. She still fed her baby. So that's my thing. I'm like, if you're feeding, and I don't know how we got onto this from, probably my fault, from feet to breastfeeding, but it was my,
to me,
they're very similar.
Yeah, to me, they are very similar. And especially women's feet are
the fact that there's nothing like illegal about either of them.
Yeah.
And there's nothing gross about either.
Bodily functions in the way that they're overly sexualized.
Yes, that's how we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how it's about body autonomy even too. When you start telling people how they should be feeding their kids or what they blah 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 should be doing, it's like, okay, but their kids are still fed.
Yes.
And not everybody has options.
No.
You know, a lot of people, and I know a lot
I wouldn't
of
have been able to afford formula if my kids couldn't nurse. I would have been like,
yeah,
well, how am I going to feed my kids?
So my mom with, you know, my older sister, she had issues with producing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, crap, guys.
Oh, sorry.
We're down to a minute and a half. I apologize. Wow, we got distracted. Again, shocker, happens every week, and yet we're still surprised. We're going to have to say bye, Kevin's. We're down to the wire here. Thank you for calling in, though. It was a good conversation. I appreciate you calling and asking us some hard questions sometimes. It helps.
Yeah. I appreciate how you contribute to the conversation, but I also appreciate you, you know, listening to us.
Yeah.
Rambling.
So I'll get in touch with you later, too. I don't want to go over and have the other show start late. So I'm just going to go with seeing everybody and have a fantastic day. This has been Barefoot is Legal Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated for the rights, legalities, information, and power on barefooting. We will see you next week.
Okay, and keep living your best barefoot lifestyle, y'all.
And be kind, help when you can. Don't be a jerk. Bye now.